Elliot Smith has the sport. How are you going?
Good, mate. Yourself?
I am well. I'm desperate to get to the motorsport, but do the rugby for me first of all. Does, just a broad question to start, and everyone's focus is on the Crusaders for obvious reasons, but is the fact that the Australian side's, rightly or wrongly, good or bad, better, does that lift the sport itself generally?
I think it does. Yeah, the competition needed a big lift, and they needed the Australian teams to get better because there was a streak of New Zealand teams just absolutely putting Australian teams to the sword. Heading into the weekend, it was 7-6 for the season in favour of New Zealand teams, which is much closer than it's been. Aussie teams picked up a couple of wins, beat the Highlanders over the weekend, beat the Crusaders. So that's what we need for the sake of this competition, to be even, to be a lot more even than it has been in recent seasons.
Are they better or are we just simply worse?
I think there's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think there's a bit of both. The Australian team seem to have built some depth in their squads that probably wasn't there over the last couple of years. Some players have come back from overseas. New Zealand teams, with those players that have departed, Crusaders being one of them, have definitely got worse. But the Hurricanes and Blues have got better in the last season. Yeah, it's a bit of roundabouts.
Who's in the final? The Hurricanes versus...
At this stage, I think the Blues.
Hurricanes, Blues.
Mm.
Okay.
Blues have been excellent over the last four or five weeks.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. And the Crusaders are what?
What do you say about them?
Do we just like write the year off and
I think it's
a learning? It's a...
Well, it's testament to how good Scott Robertson's been over the last seven seasons that when they've had injuries, next players stepped up. At the moment, they don't look like players that have played any games together.
No.
They look like an absolute rabble. And losing to the Western Force by 22 points in Perth, I mean, that was a long...
It's a long way to go to lose, eh?
It's a long way to go to lose, and I can't remember a worse Crusaders performance than that in 20 years, to be honest.
Tell you what I enjoyed over the weekend, no surprises, is Taupo, which one turned out... I mean, you know, that's a small town. That's my actual concern, and it's such a small town, and doesn't have the accommodation, stuff like that, apart from that. But what a fantastic weekend.
Well, they got 67,000 over the course of the weekend. Tony Quinn, the circuit owner, also has a stake in Triple Eight, was saying people said it couldn't be done. We did it.
Mm.
And now there's talk, he obviously owns Hampton Downs as well, potential to maybe put two events in, but 67,000 people can't be wrong. I thought the same as you. I was like, is this really going to work there in that region? We saw it in Pukekohe, big crowds there, but it's been passed around, hasn't it, a little bit? It worked there big time. And Supercars still draws in a crowd. You take away Van Gisbergen, you take away, the other Kiwi driver and
McLaughlin.
Yeah. And it's still, you know, Kostecki wasn't even driving the first three rounds, but it still pulled a crowd and remarkable stuff.
And I tell you what was good about Kostecki returning is he didn't do that well. Not that you wish him, but you know, that's a competitive field at the end of the day. It was wet on Saturday. It was dry on Sunday. It's all, anyway, Will Brown's with us later on in the program. The F1 in China. That was the best part about the F1 was the sprint race. And the qualifying for the sprint race when it rained and you saw real driver skill, and that's why Hamilton ended up doing so well, because in the wet, he's as good as anybody, even if he doesn't have a decent car.
Well, those conditions sort of pulled everyone together, didn't it? Rather than, we saw it in the race itself. I mean, it was pretty much over after the first three laps. Max Verstappen was 5-6 seconds ahead already.
Exactly. Now, what are we doing with the cricket? We're going to win or lose?
Well, we are looking pretty good. 128 for two, chasing 179 to win. I mean, this is after yesterday when they were rolled for 90, so it would be a big step back to get back in the series after the way they played yesterday, which was absolutely abysmal. So they were in the 15th over last year.
And are you worried about the Warriors or not?
Not particularly, no.
Good.
Yeah, you look at every NRL team, they have games like that where they just don't turn up for whatever particular reason. As long as they get back on the horse on Anzac Day against Gold Coast, which could be a tricky game. They
quick turnaround.
Push the Titans, push the Manly on the weekend, the Titans. Get back on the horse on Anzac Day and every happy days again.
Okay, mate. Good to see you. Elliot Smith with the sport.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.